Here's Connor in Belfast. Morning, Connor.
Good morning, Stephen. First of all, obviously what Jim Wells, our health minister, had to say was just, I actually choked on my cornflakes this morning when I was listening to it. The thing I can't believe is that if that was any other minister in the UK or Ireland, they would be, I mean, Peter Robinson just needs to obviously come straight out and say he's gone. The backtracking, or should I say the clarification that he tried to describe it as, is based on, he was saying he was under an extreme amount of stress with his wife, and I mean, God help him, not a good thing. But, you know, at extreme times of stress, that's maybe when your real beliefs come out. And the comments that he made are not compatible with society nowadays. I mean, they're fundamental views based on a book written 2,000 years ago, which could potentially be fiction anyway, is just unbelievable. And Peter Robinson just needs to dismiss him instantly. And we can't have a health minister. We can't have any ministers in our country with beliefs like that. Belief against another part of society.
Well, do we know if Peter Robinson disagrees with Jim Wells in terms of his views on a non-stable marriage situation, gay or straight? Do we know that?
We certainly know. Talk to you about that. Peter Robinson's done this morning saying, I agree wholeheartedly with him and stand up and be counted, or he should be saying to society and saying to the people of Northern Ireland, he's gone. He shouldn't be there. Any right-minded person couldn't believe that a loving couple in any relationship, are their children are more likely to abuse either side. Do you know what? I think perhaps the statistics might say the other way round. So if you look at the percentage of couples that have children, whether they're homosexual or not, I would imagine it's probably the other way around.
Yeah. Because there's no doubt that the DUP doesn't agree with what Jim Wells said last night. So let's be fair to the DUP. There is no signal that they agree with Jim Wells' initial remarks. But the question remains this morning, and if the DUP want to duck out of this programme this morning, we'll just ask them the next time they're on.
Exactly.
Do they agree with our health minister in Northern Ireland that if you're in an unstable relationship, you're more likely to be a child abuser? Do they agree with that? Does the first minister of this country agree that if anyone is in an unstable marriage, and my goodness, there are lots of different reasons for an unstable marriage, does the first minister agree that you're more likely to be a child abuser?
The bottom line is that he can't be in his office. It's incompatible with modern society. That's the bottom line. And he can apologise all he likes. And to backtrack, to clarify his position based on a time of stress, that's, I think, when your true feelings come out, so which is quite obviously what was said. The reaction of the crowd, the reaction of the people that were there listening to it, it said it all. Like probably the rest of us in Northern Ireland listening to it, he shouldn't be in business today. He needs to be gone. And Peter Robinson needs to do that.
And people like you, Chris Hazard from Sinn Féin, you're calling for a resignation. You know, sometimes an apology has to be prized out of a politician. This has come within, hours of him saying it. Fair.
Stephen, let's be fair. Jim's first reaction last night, later on last night after the event, was to deny it, to say that it was all political spin. But when he was caught out, when the video hit the web, that's when things changed for the DUP, and that's when the apology came this morning. I was brought up that it was important not to be sorry for being caught, but be sorry for the actual actions. And for me, until the DUP, until Peter Robinson stands up and clarifies the position, I think this is Jim Wells being sorry that he was caught, and he was caught publicly for what he was saying.
At least he's apologised. There might be some people sitting back this morning, Chris Hazard, wondering if Sinn Féin should apologise for much, and whether, for example, the leader of your party, Martin McGuinness, has he issued many apologies for what he might have done in the past?
This is a nonsense, Stephen, to start conflating this with any other issue.
The context is apologies from political people, from politicians. That's the context. And, you know, some people might argue a bit rich for you this morning, calling for resignations after a politician has apologised. For how many years did journalists ask the likes of Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams if they wanted to apologise after we saw atrocity after atrocity on the streets of Northern Ireland? For how many years was that asked?
Stephen, you and other media commentators nail politicians for whataboutery. You have just taken on a round of whataboutery. We are on here this morning to talk about what happened last night and Jim Wells' comments as health minister and a vilification against our gay brothers and sisters. This has got nothing to do with anything in our past about a conflict. I would rather we stuck on to that. I think the public would rather that we looked at what happened last night and looked now to the UP to clarify their position.
Let's see, because Patricia's in Belfast. Morning, Patricia.
Yes.
Go ahead, Patricia.
Well, following on with something that's already been said, I do think that the Minister has said sorry, and in most cases I've been inclined to say let's move on because we all make mistakes. However, this is the Minister of Health who has clearly demonstrated he does not get the link between mental health and homophobia. I was a teacher, Stephen. I would expect myself to be informed about those matters so that I could do my job properly. So that's the first thing. I do think saying sorry isn't sufficient in this case. But the second point I wanted to make was that was it the week before last, Mary McAleese, I was very moved as a mother because I think she was appealing to, you know, getting people to understand that everywhere you treat a gay person badly or show homophobia or whatever, you're talking to children and families. This debate has to be grounded in children and families. Even, dare I say, DUP families. I'm sure they don't have perfectly shaped families. I'm sure they have people of all, you know, they have families of all shapes and sizes too. So I just think this isn't real. And I think for a politician not to be thinking about, I mean, he was appealing to us that he's under stress himself. Does he not understand the stress on people? Say I don't happen to have children who are gay, but if I did, I would be crying here. I would be thinking, so I appeal to mothers, you know, to think, have the DUP got the capacity to change? And I think you were saying about asking for the leader of the DUP to answer to this. What about Mike Nesbitt, who on your programme said he would vote for the DUP? Look, I think this could be a good thing because there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The DUP are deeply stuck in the past and we have to prize them out. And I think that's what's happening now.
Well, there are questions for Mike Nesbitt and his party, the Ulster Unionist Party, this morning, because, of course, the Ulster Unionist Party are going into an electoral pact in some areas of Northern Ireland with the DUP. Is Mike Nesbitt going to reflect on that now, given these comments? Here's another issue, by the way. There are so many threads to this. And I don't know, the cynic might say that because there are so many unanswered questions, that's maybe why no one is available from the DUP this morning. Maybe they're eating their toast up in the headquarters there and they don't want to come on the radio. Because here's another question, if someone from the DUP was on the programme today. If these comments are totally retracted and if there is a sincere apology from Minister Wells, is the minister also admitting that there are no facts to show any of what he said, that there is no evidence to link a non-stable relationship with child abuse? Or is he standing over that? Where is this research? What is it? Where is it? And if the DUP and Minister Wells is suggesting that they weren't just talking about gay people, they were talking about all sexualities of people who are in non-stable relationships, we need to see that research and interrogate it. Our team is picking up the phone right now. Once again, we will ring the DUP right now and we will ask them for that research and we will come back to you before the 10 o'clock news with a response from the DUP as to where the research is.